Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We want our guys to be safe, and we want our guys to stay healthy, and that's always our focus, and that's why we kind of put out that recommendation, is to get guys to make the right decisions. And you know, we see what's going on in the country right now with huge spikes in the numbers, and going along with that, this isn't, you know, the way the country goes is going to be how football goes too. We don't live in a bubble. We're not outside the realm of what goes on in the world. So you know, huge spikes in the community could shut us down as well, and we don't want to see that. And it's unfortunate that this has become some sort of political issue. This is, you know, this isn't one. And you know, wear a mask, socially distance. If you want to see football and all sports come back, we need, you know, the community's help in doing that and making the right decisions.
That is the president of the NFLPA. That's J.C. Tretter. It's a Browns center, I believe. It is Laird and Fitzy live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEI studios. Of course, Fitzy is still on the Cape studio, the remote studio from Shaw's and Star Market.
That's right.
We're here for one more hour, but I'm worried about football, worried about the NFL here. We've been discussing it here some. Tretter also said in regards to preseason games, Fitzy, quote, "When we asked for a medical reason to play any games that don't count in the standings during an ongoing pandemic, the NFL failed to provide one," end quote. So,
is that not the most NFL thing that you've heard? Like, hey guys, so we're already going to be running the severe risk of, you know, the hand-to-hand gridiron combat and people transmitting on the field. We could have our own personal outbreak, putting people at health risk. Can we not have? Is there any reason why you guys want us to go do it two or four more times for pretend? And the NFL's like, oh, look at that over there, and just jumps in its car and peels off like ninja smoke bomb. Look at over your bright shiny. Like, come on,
what is the NFL strategy? They've not
money.
Finalized.
The NFL strategy is money, Ken. That's it. It's money. It is money. It is money. It is money. That's what the NFL is all about. Money. It is industry. It is capitalism in its most brutal and wonderful and glorious combative form. The NFL, don't think for any second that there is some sort of altruistic, patriotic motive behind the NFL's actions. They strictly are in the business of making money. In the last 25 years, business has been, as AB likes to say, booming.
Well, I agree with that. But in terms of, is their plan to screw over the players? I mean, I guess that's also a yes.
You actually asking that out loud when some of them, the average career is 3.4 years, so many of them go broke and half of them can't remember their name or where they parked their car by the age of 58?
But so they're pushing off deciding on these issues, economics, preseason games, roster size, face shields, yada, 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 until the last possible moment that guys report to camp, so they'll be forced to agree to whatever they put in front of them? I mean, this is going to turn ugly in the next week or two.
What if it now, how about this? We've talked about how baseball has the strongest union in all of the major sports and football the weakest. This might be a time where the NFL is worried, like, oh, guys, listen, putting out the call in the good old boy network here throughout the NFL ownership. I think we're going to have to concede a lot to these guys, and this could be bad for our next collective bargaining, you know, even though they just voted on the collective bargaining agreement. This could be a bad look for us, and we're going to have to give them more, and they might get more powerful, and it could go baseball-wise. And next thing you know, we're paying into the union and to their health benefits even more. Next thing you know, this is going to lead to some GD guaranteed contracts for life, and we can't afford that. This is what they want to prevent, and I hate to say it, but I feel like some of the bigger money players in the NFL are probably using the pandemic as an excuse to try to get away from that.
Could be right. I mean, we ripped baseball for a lot of months. I got a feeling the NFL is going to start to look bad here in a very short amount of time.
Do you think fans are going to get? I mean, I know we got some calls on hold we want to get to, but do you think the fans will be pissed if suddenly we barked at baseball all this time? They come back, they finally get it right, and football is the one who either backs out or screws up a prime opportunity. Oh, considering they had the most time to get ready.
Are you kidding? I mean, this is the sport people actually care about, you know, across the board. It's just not even close.
All right.
All right. A Mustard and Johnson staple is Ralph and Cranston here on the Laird and Fitzy show. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the intro. I mean, I don't know how football's going to do this. You have huddles, and you know, you're going to be looking at reports every week. It's not only going to be the injury report, it's going to be the COVID report.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about safety, I don't know how they're going to do this. You know, I just don't see how they're going to do it. People are getting infected in practice. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. Good luck to them. We need sports. But, you know, Tom Brady, I don't get why they're pushing, oh, we haven't heard from Tom Brady. I mean, what do they expect Tom Brady to say? You know, if he doesn't say that white people are either a racist, he believes, if he doesn't say something to what they want to hear, now they're going to blast him again. They just love blasting the guy. You know who really impressed me was Julian Edelman. Now, you know, he's very strong with his Jewish faith. He has the Star of David on his shoe. You know, and Deshaun Jackson came out and did what a lot of people you see in this movement are doing. That was very wrong for him to be anti-Semitic. You know, hate is hate. So instead of Edelman coming out and blasting him, Edelman said, which we all should be doing, look, let's get together. Forget about the hate. Forget about, let's talk. You got something to say. Let's do it man to man. Sit down and do what Americans should do to each other, even if you disagree. Say, look, I respect you. I respect your opinion. I might not agree with it. But the whole movement, to me, is getting out of hand. Now, LeBron James wearing that, I don't need no white people shirt. You know, I know you feel wrong than everything else, but what does that do? You know, what it's doing, guys, and I'm realistic with it. And I love the African-American culture. I have, you know, my wife is not white. I married into a bunch of it with different nationalities. We love each other. We don't look at parties, white, black, Asian. We don't look at us at each other like that. You know, and the more you mention it, the more they keep bringing it up, you're just harming the cause. We have to get together. And I've got to tell you, I have a friend who lives in Arizona. He's a diehard Celtic fan. And, you know, he and I went to the Paul Pierce tribute game. We loved Pierce. We loved Big Poppy. And he said, I just canceled my NBA free pass. And I said, well, why? You're not going to get Celtic games out there. And he said, well, you know what? If they hate me, I'm going to get the channel anymore. And that's kind of what it's causing. They have a great cause. And what happened is horrible, despicable in Minneapolis. But, you know, all whites are not prejudiced. It looks like all blacks are not convicts. But they have much more stringent issues to get to, guys. And I think this whole movement is getting together with whites, but all of us, and discuss it instead of just marching. There's done enough of that. That's my opinion. I know it's not everyone's opinion. And I think anyone who's prejudiced in any way, which I am not, should never be called prejudiced because it is insulting.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. I mean, I think the counter argument here is if you're Jarvis Landry, if you're some of the athletes in the league, you just want Brady's support because you know he'll make a difference, right, Fitzy? I mean, like, if Brady lends his support to the cause, it's going to make a difference.
Yep.
And right now he's saying nothing. So, you know, they feel like he's against him. If you're not with us, you're
the
against us.
Silence, it's the great line, silence gives consent. And if Tom, you know, just a couple of simple words. Well, is he afraid of upsetting a fan base? Does he want to play Switzerland on everything? Because you don't get to do that. You don't get to be, a corporation unto yourself. You don't get to be an international star. You don't get to be the face of multiple businesses and multiple franchises now, and then not have an opinion on matters of cultural and societal significance like that. It's just not the way it works. It nor should it be. And I think people are giving him a free pass because he's Tom Brady. Either that, or he is afraid, as Ralph said, of getting into cancel culture. I'll tell you what I think it may be. I think that we've seen many turns over the past decade in Tom Brady, correct?
Sure.
You know, the with the Guerrero
one
stuff.
One big one.
Yeah, well, several turns, but and one where he turned left on Route 1 to 495 and then made his way to Tampa a couple months ago. But one of the things was, I think after Deflategate, after his name was dragged through the mud and he had to go through that year-plus fake news nonsense, I think he became much more introverted. I think he became much more secretive.
Can't talk about politics. His wife said that. I mean,
oh, and then the red hat. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. And the red hat, too. I mean, so I do understand that, but I still think it's time for Tom Brady. It would be a great final. It would be one of the great final gestures in his career.
Yeah, he's opening up on all these other things. I mean, he's all of a sudden he's Mr. Howard Stern, and fine. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand? I mean,
yeah, and he's in the he's in the Greatness Code thing on Apple TV, and he's doing his 9-part docuseries, The Man in the Arena, next year on ESPN. How about just like, you know, one dark screen on Instagram does not, you know, really beget an opinion and a significant movement on a number of pressing matters, but that's just me.
And the LeBron James quote, by the way, I don't know all the details on it, but the nothing to do with white people quote was taken somewhat out of context. That's he was talking on the shop about going to an all-white Catholic high school, and that was his feelings at the time when he was 14. Like, well, I don't want anything to do with this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. LeBron, by the way, in that Greatness Code thing you mentioned,
yep.
According to Chris Curtis, who watched it on Apple TV, he takes a shot at Boston in terms of race. We don't have the clip. I wish we did. Hopefully by Monday we'll get it for you.
So yeah.
I'm sure that'll start to make the rounds. And, of course, Brady was featured on there as well. To Bill in Hanover next here on Laird and Fitzy. Hi, Bill.
Hi there, guys. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing, Fitzy? Bill from Hanover. You know my brother Phil and sister-in-law Judy.
Oh, Bill. Billy Fazzano. How you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, it's great to hear from you. Thanks for calling, and I haven't seen you in far too long, my friend.
Really? How's your dad doing?
He's, you know what? He's hanging in, actually. He beat the COVID, and he's recovering nicely, Billy. Thank you so much for asking.
That's fantastic. You can tell him I was asking for him.
I most certainly will.
Okay. Anyway, I hate to switch gears. I know you've been talking football all afternoon, but I do have a baseball question. Mm-hmm. Former Red Sox pitcher David Price, who, of course, is with the Dodgers. As you well know, he recently opted out. Now, yep. My question is, because he has decided not to play for the 2020 season, do the Red Sox still have to pay him his $16 million that's still on the books for this season?
That's a great question.
They have
Billy.
To pay a portion of it. According to Alex Spear, they're off the hook for like $8 million or something because of that.
Really? $8 million, huh?
Yep. I believe that's the number.
All right, well, at least that's $8 million more that they can use to maybe go out and get somebody.
Yeah, or keep some employees.
employees, right.
Or make some of those stadium employees whole, Billy, who have been, you know, out of work for so long that didn't get a lot of money from the Red Sox in the initial phase of the pandemic as well. Billy,
that's
I know,
right.
Listen, I listened to, I spent, and Ken, just for context, this is the brother of my dad's best friend who passed away a little over a year ago, who I spent so many summers on the Cape listening to baseball games. We would sit around the beach and listen to Joe Castiglione and Ken Coleman
Absolutely.
And the rest of them on the radio. So this is, when we say that Joe is the soundtrack of our summer, this is somebody who can attest to that as well. And I may have also run and fetched Billy 1, 5, or 10,000 drinks in the process.
exactly, good man.
Hey, listen, it would get me tokens at the arcade or free mini golf, so I could never argue.
That's right.
How important is it to you, Billy, that these guys put themselves, maybe not necessarily in harm's way, but that they make this effort to bring baseball back? Because you're one of those guys who I know listens to, you watch every game, check the papers,
absolutely.
Like it matters that much to you. How important is
it
to you?
I feel like I've been starved for the past 4 months like everybody else, or mostly everyone else. I mean, I grew up in a generation where baseball was king. I don't know about today, but miss it terribly. But one thing I'm concerned about is, even though they might be able to start this season, I'm not sure if they'll be able to finish it. And I think it has to do with a matter of attrition. 30 players on the major league team, plus what, another 30 as a taxi squad. I'm kind of concerned that this virus might start infecting or, you know, testing positive for a number of players. And I'm afraid that, you know, there's a possibility that the season just may not finish.
Yep.
You know?
And by the way,
yep.
Fitzy alerted me to a Yankee has just tested positive and a prominent one, Fitz, their closer, Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, that's
Chapman,
right.
Chapman, he's a biggie.
Yeah, he is as well.
Now, what's the status of Eduardo Rodriguez? Is he going to be ready or not?
Good question. Reinicke was asked about it yesterday and basically said they need a couple positive tests to go their way, and then maybe he can report. So I guess
couple negative tests.
Yes, right. Right.
Negative.
Yeah.
So positive momentum, but negative tests.
Thank
yes.
you. Yes.
All right. So let's say he tests negative twice. He gets reinstated to the ball club.
Yep.
Will he be, you know, physically ready to pitch opening day, or?
I doubt it. I mean,
yeah, you got to doubt that, Billy, because even if he's fine, that's
Thanks,
2 weeks. Thank you for the call, Billy. Appreciate it. It was great to hear from you. You got to think, Ken, like, okay, so if he has two negative tests, let's say next week, now that's already July, we'll say 19th, okay?
Mm-hmm.
July 20, 21st. The season's opening up in 5-6 days. He's going to have basically just been on a heavy fluid rest-based diet.
Yep.
His spring training has been bisected, and he's going to have to basically get on track to try to pick things up. I wouldn't be surprised if he misses two starts. In an already truncated season, that's bad news.
Yeah, the season starts in 2 weeks. Like, we'll have a show next week. We won't have one in 2 weeks because there'll be a Red Sox game that actually counts on the air. So it's amazing to think about that.
Oh, so the powers that be listen to me. Hooray. By the way, Ken, when we come back, we should play a fun game called Name Another Red Sox Starting Pitcher.
Before we trend, let's get Steve in the truck in. I think this is the Steve that hates me badly, but that's
no, fine. Come on. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Is this the Steve?
Man, I don't hate you badly. I don't.
You told me to put a gun in my mouth and pull the trigger. I think that qualifies as hate.
No, y'all telling tales out of school. I never said that. Listen, before I get to Brady, let me make one statement here. Fitzy, if you want your radio career to die, go along with that guy Wayne you were talking to. If you go on the IMA, right? Huh?
That's my gut.
If you go on the IMA, right, it's the International Meteorology Archives. It shows since they began to record temperatures around the world, it's never been above 104 degrees anywhere in Massachusetts in 350 years. So I don't know what he's getting, 113, 104, 108. That's poppycock. The next 14 days is not going to get over 87 to 88.
Yeah, I had not heard that.
I had never heard of that either, Steve. And by the way, anyone who uses the phrase poppycock in earnest wins points with me as well. So we'll see. I appreciate
Also, with Brady, I think the reason why he isn't coming out and saying anything is because no matter what he says, he's going to be chastised. One side or the other is going to be against him. And it shouldn't be either with us or against us. I was in a union for 40 years, and we had a lot of turmoil with the company and stuff. And I used to tell you the guys, you can't say to the company, you're either with us or against us. They've got to make money, too. If a company doesn't make money, no one makes money. And I know it's a different, you know, I'm relating it differently, but everybody has their own opinion, and if he comes out and says one thing that someone doesn't like, right away he's going to be wrong and he's going to be chastised. I just don't understand why they want to come out and just and put himself in harm's way like that. If I was him, I'd make a statement. I wouldn't make it to the public. I mean, you know, to the reporters and everything to get it twisted. I'd make a statement, put it out there, and just see what happens. If he does anything more than that, I think he's going to get chastised. And right. Ken, I don't hate you.
So. All right, we came to an understanding here today, Steve, on July 11th. You and I are
Ken, I'm going to do something for you. How's this? I told Wiggy this. When this pandemic is all over and everything's back to normal somewhat, I'm going to bring into your studio a big homemade pan of homemade ziti and homemade chicken palm.
Wow.
All right, my man?
Hey, yes, Steve, can you make a side dish in case you bring it in on a Wiggy day so there's a little left over for your old pal Fitzy the next day?
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll make sure everybody gets some.
I love it. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, my man.
Wiggy is testing that first before I eat.
No, without a doubt. Well, you can't have Wiggy tested because that man, he's indestructible. That guy can eat absolutely anything. I bet you, though, if Steve says he makes a good ziti and a chicken parm, that's something you don't boast on. So I look forward to that day as well, Steve. Look at Ken. Look at this. We're mending fences today. This is a big day.
This is a big day.
This is a significant day.
We still have to trend. I mean, does it get bigger than that?
No, never, my man.
Drive home with OMF. Weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Before we're done here today, Fitzy, I have a Bruins thought and a Celtics thought. I feel like a show on Brand X, but I got a Bruins and a Celtics thought coming up on the show. So there's a tease for you. The Bruins
can't wait.
Full camp Monday. They depart for Toronto on July 26th. That's good news. Baseball opens in 13 days. That's good news. Celtics, 31st of July, so 3 weeks. We have three scrimmages coming up in 2 weeks. Sports is coming back, and then, yet again, maybe it's not because the NFL has some issues. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network reports the players had a counterproposal. They're looking for no escrow. The NFL wants 35% escrow. And so the National Football League's got some things to sort out here. Pac-12 has also joined the Big Ten in making certain fall sports, including football, conference only for now. A lot of rumors swirling the ACC and the Big 12 could follow. Patriots have settled their grievance, Fitzy, with Antonio Brown. Fairly big news, mm-hmm. you would admit. And I also want to talk about the Njoku trade possibility. You've brought that up a couple times today. We'll mm-hmm. do that next, too. I do think that could be a nice add.
Oh, that could be huge.
What would it take to get him, though?
Right.
And we'll tell you who he is on the way. It's Laird Fitzy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More of what you want to hear. Laird and Fitzy on EEI.
Now, Bridget's just mocking us with satisfaction and cliche Stone songs.
Come on, Ken. Where would you rather she go in the Rolling Stones catalog?
Anywhere but Start Me Up and Satisfaction. I mean, you can't play those anymore. Those are like banned. They've been heard too much.
They're played out?
They were played out in like 85. Anyway, maybe they're coming back again. I don't know.
Hey, I wasn't around in 85, so.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, old man.
We're coaching you up on these things.
I know Ken looks like he's 85, for you, but maybe you could play something slightly more contemporary. Okay?
I do feel like I'm 60. How about David Njoku, the mm-hmm. first-round pick of the Browns in 2017? He was the 29th selection that year. He's 24 years old, and he says he wants traded. Rosenhaus says he wants traded, his agent. 3 years in the league. Last year, he had a broken wrist that required surgery. He basically got benched when he came back. Freddie Kitchens lost faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
But they picked up his fifth-year option in April, so he's going to make $6 million this year, and his $6 million in 2 years. His 2020 base salary is $1.76 million. Are the Patriots interested?
I would think that they might be. If the price is right. Now, don't forget, a few months back, when Gronk forced his way out of retirement through the Patriots down to Tampa Bay, that there was talk of O.J. Howard wanting out of there. And I believe they declined his fifth-year option. This is his fifth-year option, correct?
I think this is his last year.
Yeah, this is his last year with them. But he wanted out, and they said no. So maybe he can learn some stuff from Gronk. Maybe he'll have a big season. Who knows? And a lot of people thought, okay, well, O.J. Howard to the Patriots. Here it comes. And there was never even any interest because people talked about the fact that he just doesn't have the head and the appetite for the game. So Njoku has actually looked great at times. Now, I don't believe he's fulfilled his potential nor warranted the first-round draft pick yet. But if he can make his way out of there because they just spent a boatload on Austin Hooper and he could find his way to Foxborough, think of what it would do for the offense and think of the benefit possibly to Ozzie and to Dalton Keene as well, to get someone who's been around for 3 years, who's had some success at the NFL level at the tight end position. The Patriots offense, I mean, you would have to start thinking of them as being a top five offense in the NFL if they could pick up Njoku, and this kid is healthy. The question is, what's the price? They don't have a third round pick next year.
Right. I mean, I would guess it's a high pick, right? I mean, would it be as high as a second or third? I don't know. He hasn't played
at first level. A second is an awful lot to give up, especially considering you just invested two thirds at the tight end position. This would not be a vote of no confidence in the two new tight ends, given the, you know, altered and shortened offseason, nor would it be in their abilities. I think this would just be another case of, if the Patriots go and get this guy, it would be at the right price, at their price, and finding a fit for him in the system. The reason why people are all over this, Ken, is because Njoku put a picture of a Patriots helmet on his Instagram this week.
That seems to be the stock picture? I mean, Antonio Brown's doing that, and Njoku's doing that. Does everybody put themselves in a Patriots jersey just to generate the most hate and buzz? I don't know.
Or to force your way out of town? I mean,
yeah.
But you don't do that when you're under contract to another team for 2 years. You just don't do that.
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, they picked up Hooper for huge money. He's now the highest paid tight end in the league at $10 million a year, $10.5 million a year. They also drafted Harrison Bryant out of Florida Atlantic. We talked about him during the draft.
That kid's good.
So I think they're going to trade him, even though they, as recently as April, they wanted him. So why not? Now, they do have Patriots have a third tight end. What's his name? You mocked relentlessly. Lacoste.
Can we please? No.
He's not there for now. I mean, okay.
No, his name as Matt Lacoste.
Tight end, I mean.
No, Ken, Matt Lacoste should just change his name to COVID Body.
COVID body injury.
He is honestly nothing more than pandemic prevention at this point.
Well, Ossie's also working out with Cam Newton in LA, UCLA. We saw that yesterday. So
and
that's
Nikhil
their
Harry,
guy.
Man.
So they obviously feel good about those two. He and Keene. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, you can't trust a rookie, so that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But as you say, that's a second round pick, if that's what it
it's
is.
Too much.
God, that's high.
He's not worth that right now. He's really worth a third round pick, but the Pats don't have one, and this also isn't a vote. This isn't a down vote or a thumbs down on Dalton Keene either, because this is the guy that we've been told could have, you know, could be a real joker on the offense. He could, when I say that, I mean like Swiss Army knife. We don't know.
An
he could
joker?
Be used in oh, look at you! You stole my line, Ken. Oh, I'm rubbing off on you in all the wrong ways. Not Njoku, but Dalton Keene, because they could use him as a running back. They could use him as an H-back. He may line up wide. He may line up at the tight end position, because he did a little bit of all of that at Virginia Tech, and maybe that's what they saw in him. So to have another traditional tight end in mind who they believe could have more potential like an Njoku, why would you say no until you find out what the price is?
Chris in Medford wants to talk Njoku. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I think Njoku would be a great fit for the Pats, but I'm just interested in what you said previously on how he makes the Patriots a top five offense. That's my question. Thanks, guys.
Fair question. And the reason why the Patriots could vault to being a top five offense is I don't think they've gotten the most out of the wide receivers. I think there's a lot more potential in those guys, from old man Edelman all the way down to, you know, Mohamed Sanu, and obviously Nikhil Harry, who they haven't seen anything of. It's a good offensive line. It's a great running back room. And if Cam Newton is healthy, Ken, I believe you bring in Njoku, you got the new tight end kids who could be potentially explosive, dynamic, and diverse. And the running backs and wide receivers, who I have more faith in than obviously Tom Brady did, and I think a lot of people do, than last year. Plus, Cam Newton can run and still sling it. How do they not go from a middling offense that was far too predictable for its own good at the end of last season to a dynamic offense that
so without
has
him,
a really high
middling.
Ceiling.
You think they're middling, even though you have them as 10-6, currently.
11-5.
11-11. So 11-5, and you think they're middling offense, and they go
no,
from
they
middling
were
to
last
great.
Year. They're going
to
be good. They're going to be a very good offense, but adding another guy like Njoku could vault them into the upper echelon of, if everyone is healthy and performs to their potential, yes, I believe they could be an upper echelon, if not top five offense.
God, if Belichick makes that trade, if he trades a second round pick for Njoku, then he is desperate. That is proof positive that he is desperate to embarrass Brady this year. But that would be
he has tested positive for TB12.
I mean, it's not unheard of, right? They traded for Gilmore and gave him big money, so they've gone after big.
Well, they didn't trade for him. No, Gilmore was a free agent signing out of the blue. Out of the blue, that was five for, and it was big money. It was 5 for $65 million. Gilmore got paid when he came here in 2017.
But anyway, I mean, if for some reason Belichick likes him, but he's coming. He is an unknown in some degree. He was a healthy scratch two of his last four games. For whatever reason, Kitchens lost faith with him. He did.
I was going to say that should be a vote of confidence. Yeah. The way Freddie Kitchens went last year.
Bruins and Celtics. Now they're coming back to play.
Yes.
For the Celtics, quick thought: they are going to get Kemba Walker back in a better state than they left him. We think. Because he had the knee injury, although he sat out the first practice yesterday. But is it a bigger deal to get him healthy or to lose Gordon Hayward for the baby thing? You would take that swap, right? It's not a debate.
So you're saying to me right now, I can either have a healthy Hayward or a healthy Kemba?
Yeah.
A healthy Kemba.
Okay, so it's not even a question. So they're better off than they were when they left. If you're looking for reasons why the Celtics are in better shape to run the table, Kemba Walker's knee and the health therein is like top of the list. Over to the Bruins, they have a choice to make. They have these three round-robin games. Mm-hmm. Even though they were 8 points ahead in the standings for the one seed, they have to play three games against the 2, 3, and 4 seeds now, Philly, Tampa, and Washington, to determine the seeding. Does it matter, and would you risk Chara and Bergeron for all three of these games, or would you sit them out for two?
Oh, I would absolutely sit them out for two and say...
So you'd rather just be the 4 seed if need be, whatever. Play the Penguins. Because they might play, if they drop to the 4 seed, let's say they go 0-3, they'll be the 4 seed and they'll play Pittsburgh probably, who wins that series against the Canadiens. And then you're playing Crosby in round one.
Ooh. And that's, when you go up against... Now listen, they've had their way against the Penguins in the playoffs previously.
Yep.
But, when you have a singular talent like a Sidney Crosby... That there's a little bit of anything can happen, even if that team is not near, and Malkin as well. Even though that team is not what it used to be, and Chara basically beat them by himself back in 2013, they absolutely don't want to play somebody that good. And let somebody else take out one of the greatest goal scorers of all time. Let somebody else take out one of the biggest, baddest hockey players on planet Earth. You don't want to mess with that. I would sit the guys. I'd play them 2 out of 3 times. You want that top spot. The Bruins want that top spot. The Bruins deserve that top spot. So would I risk everything for it? No. But would I play for it and not just try to, 2010 Indianapolis Colts my way into the playoffs? Hell no.
It's Laird and Fitzy. Final thoughts coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're right back to it. This is Laird and Fitzy on EEI.
All right, Fitzy, well, when you're back in Boston for Phase 3 Monday, you got gyms, museums, movie theaters, casinos, some outdoor events, amateur sports. You going to go to any of these various entails this week in Boston, or are you going to stick it out at home like me?
Oh, so this is it already became Phase 3 in Massachusetts,
yep.
But this is full Phase 3 in Boston Metro. Okay.
Yeah, of course, you're on the Cape. You're going to these things already, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I do live in the Metro West area, though it is its own suburb. It's technically kind of part of Boston. Ken, you know where I live. Where do we live?
Tuca's Shed.
Tuca's Shed.
All right. Beautiful. I'll tell you what.
I had to coach him up for that the entire break, man.
It's probably nicer than Rajon Rondo's room at the Grand Destino Resort. Did you see him calling a Motel 6 on his Twitter account? What a jerk.
Oh, Rondo, what an absolute knucklehead. Ken, I'll be partaking in none of those things. I am looking forward to an exciting week. I will be off with you guys Monday. I'm on OMF Tuesday, back with Greg Wednesday, Thursday, and of course, we're going to rock and roll next Saturday as well as we gear up for the return of baseball. 13 days. Let me do my Curtis clap. Let's do it, baby. Let's go Sox. Here we go. Name a starter.
Can Nick Jr. host the show next week?
Or whoever? Thomas, you want to host the show next week?
No!
That's the response I usually get. Have a good week, Fitzy. See you Tuesday.
You too, my man.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.